Annie, a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Today's story is based on a mashal that I heard from the Dubna Magid, and it's about a shepherd whose name is Shimon. Shimon the shepherd. Every morning when Shimon would go out to work and bring his sheep to the fields to graze, that means to eat grass, he would bring his lunch in a backpack with him. And at about midday, he would put up a makeshift fence around his sheep, sit down under a tree, and eat his lunch. One day, Shimon forgot his backpack and it had his lunch inside. When it was the middle of the day, he was getting hungry, and he made the regular fence that he always made around his sheep and looked at his sheep and said, "I'll be back soon. There's a restaurant right nearby. I'm going to go have a bite, and I'll be right back." Shimon went, enjoyed his lunch, and when he came back, he couldn't believe what he saw. He saw nothing. The sheep had broken through the fence and they were missing.
Oh no!
He looked to his right. No sheep. He looked far off into the distance to his left. No sheep. He looked in front of him. He looked behind him. His sheep were nowhere in sight. He saw some people and he said, hi, this is a little bit of an embarrassing question, but I'm wondering if you happen to have seen some sheep walking around. And one of the women who was standing there said to him, oh, yes, I actually did notice some sheep. They got out of a gate. He's like, yeah, tell me more. Shimon wanted to know what happened. And the woman said, they actually walked onto the prince's property and started stomping all over his rose bushes. They messed up his entire garden. Uh-oh, said Shimon. The woman continued, so when the prince heard that this had happened to his garden, he sent some of his workers out, took all the sheep, and they are currently in a fence on the palace grounds. Thanks for letting me know, said Shimon the shepherd. Not a very good situation. One of the wise women of the city was standing nearby. Might you have a suggestion for me, asked Shimon. I'm in a little bit of a situation. He proceeded to tell her the story. She listened and nodded her head and said, I'd like to share an idea with you. A few years ago, a similar type of story happened where the king's garden got messed up. And the man who had made the mistake, he brought in a magnificent cake and gave it to the prince and apologized profusely. That means he really apologized a lot. And the prince forgave him and gave him back his sheep. Thank you so much, wise woman. I am so excited. I think I have a way out. Shimon went to the neighborhood bakery and asked the baker to please bake the most beautiful cake possible and to cover it with lots of roses, sugared roses that would be pink with green stems on top of the cake. The next day, Shimon the shepherd woke up in the morning, put his backpack on his back with his lunch, went straight to the bakery, and then directly to the palace. The cake was stunning and it looked delicious. Shimon entered the palace, and lo and behold, the prince was out of town at a meeting. So the shepherd said, I'm leaving this for the prince for when he gets back. He put this gorgeous cake down on the table. He went outside of the palace onto the property of the prince, opened up the fence and took sheep and brought them to graze. I went home that night and had a really good day back with his sheep, back in the field, back in his routine. Oh, am I happy that that story, or better, that nightmare is over. But when the prince returned to the palace, he noticed that the sheep were missing, that they were taken back clearly by Shimon the shepherd. He hasn't even apologized to me. The prince sent one of his messengers to Shimon's house and summoned Shimon to the palace. Shimon came right away, and the prince asked him, "Why did you take the sheep back?" Shimon answered, "Well, I heard that you forgave him and that everything went well. So I bought you a beautiful cake. I put it on the table. I took my sheep and I went home." "What? What? I cannot believe what my ears are hearing. I haven't heard anything that foolish all day long. Am I in need of a cake? Am I in need of money? The other shepherd, whose sheep trampled on my garden, apologized to me, and I accepted his apology. And then he gave me a cake, which was a symbol, a sign of his humility and of his sincerity. It wasn't the cake. The most important thing was that he was sincere and humble and apologized and told me that he had a plan in place to make sure that the mistake would not happen again." Shimon looked at the prince and said, "You're right, I get it. What I did was wrong, and I really do apologize for not taking good enough care of my sheep and having them mess up your garden." In this week's Parsha, Parshat Vayikra, we learn about korbanot, different kinds of animal presents that we can bring to Hashem. The word korban comes from the word close, karov. When we bring a korban, we're trying to come close to Hashem, either because we made a mistake and we're apologizing, or because we want to say a special thank you to Hashem. But does Hashem need our animals? Does Hashem need anything at all that's physical? No, the animal is a symbol. Hashem wants our sincerity, our hearts. When we give a gift to somebody, it's a symbol of the way we are feeling. For example, if you would pick flowers and give them to your parents for Shabbat, your handing of the flowers is a symbol of your appreciation for your parents. So let's learn from Shimon's mistake. Shimon didn't realize that the apology, that the expression of emotion, that the sincerity was what's most important, much, much more than any gift, which is only a symbol. And I hope that a message that we can take from this week's parsha is that in our lives, whether we're apologizing for a mistake or we're saying thank you, we remember that the physical object is just a symbol. But what Hashem, what our parents, what our friends are looking for is the sincerity in the act that we are doing. May our efforts to integrate this message into our lives serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom.